News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Three quarters of Irish farmers say the pandemic has negatively impacted their social life. Just under half say they don't know who to call for support. That's according to the Irish Farmers Advisory Council annual report, where they survey 1,700 farmers. Peter Hines is a Cork farmer and founder of hashtag Ag Mental Health Week. He joins us now. Peter, first off, you struggled with your own mental health problems in the past. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how did you know there was an issue?
I suppose at the time I was, going back to nearly 20 years now, I was working ridiculously long hours, working up to 100 hours a week. And just, I suppose, withdrew from life, had no social life, wasn't getting out and enjoying myself, wasn't eating well. And I think everything just kind of snowballed on top of me. And it got to the stage where I suppose I didn't see it coming, really. Lost all control of my feelings, would be crying for no reason, didn't want to interact with anyone. I suppose at the time I was lucky in that my wife spotted that I was in a lot of bother and eventually persuaded me to go to the GP. And we had a very proactive doctor, and he pointed me in the direction of a very good counsellor. And luckily enough, I was able to get things back on track. And as much as it was a negative part of my life, I think it was a very positive part of my life too, from the point of view I learned how to manage myself a lot better afterwards, and probably enjoy life a lot more now too.
All right. Well, look, thanks for talking so openly and honestly about it. I suppose, having been through your experience, you're probably not that shocked at this survey result. Why do you think, I mean, look, farming is kind of a solitary profession at the best of times. Has the pandemic made that worse, do you think?
I think it has for a number of farmers and for rural communities. I suppose look, when you look at all the marts are running online now, and I suppose with all the GA removed and stuff like that, a lot of the social outlets that farmers would have naturally had, like going to the mart there once a week, driving in the springtime selling calves or whatever, that's gone. There's been no agricultural shows. And look, I guess it's the same for everyone in the country, that all their social outlets have been removed. But for a farmer who predominantly works by themselves most of the time, it would be even more important that they would have those social outlets. And likewise, there would be less people calling to the farmyard from a sales point of view, because I guess, you know, sales reps cover a vast amount of the country, they prefer to work on the phone now because it's safer for everyone involved.
Yeah, I think, look, we all miss that sort of social interaction, and I suppose it's particularly the case with farmers. You're not going into work, and a lot of the work you do is as I say, on your own. Is it difficult for farmers, particularly, I suppose, men who are farmers, is it difficult for them to admit there's an issue and reach out for help?
I think it is. And looking at the statistics all around the world, I mean, it is a predominantly male-dominated industry. And for us men, we're generally not good at sharing our feelings or opening up. And I think some farmers would feel it's showing a sign of weakness if they do say that they're struggling and that they need help. When I think the industry as a whole is so supportive and understanding of the struggles with mental health in the sector, that they're a lot more understanding than maybe farmers realise. And I think that's a message that the industry needs to get out at farm level, is that there is a huge amount of support available. Myself and my wife are ambassadors for the Tackle Your Feelings campaign, and I know the website and the app has a lot of tips on how you can manage yourself on a daily basis, and a lot of good contacts or resources, etc. So that's well worth visiting as well. Very often it may be small issues on farm that are triggering stresses for farmers, and you know, there are problems that maybe it's easier to find a solution than the farmer realises, and it's by working together that we can combat these issues.
Okay, well, Peter, thank you so much for talking to us this morning there. Peter Hines, Cork farmer and hashtag Ag Mental Health Week founder. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.